time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? It is January 29th, the last of the month. We had five shows this month. Healthy, busy month on the North Shore, and we are moving on towards February. Our big moment of each show is coming up next. It's the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, and we're going to Gloucester for this next one. Gloucester is the team. We rotate these Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Week each week throughout the season. Right now we're in the winter season. We got one more spring season coming up, and then we'll name the Athletes of the Year in June and then interview them in August, pretty much is how the deal works. So another great athlete, another great student. After the break, stay tuned, and then we'll just catch up on all things North Shore sports after that, the rest of the show.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We're going to Gloucester this week on the rotation and the track circles with Lyle Cunningham, Gloucester trackster. Congratulations, Lyle.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Now, you got to remind me, I always get confused with the Manchester, Rockport, Gloucester co-op. Like, how does that work? Cross-country, winter track, and spring. How do those co-op work? What uniforms do you wear each season?
Yeah, so cross-country is a co-op with all three in Manchester. So I'm wearing green in the fall. And then indoor, it's just Gloucester and Rockport right now. In Gloucester, Manchester has their own team. And outdoor as well. It's also technically the Gloucester team, but all three are back again. So it's
okay. Big. So it's Hornets green for you in the fall?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Gloucester maroon winter and spring.
Exactly.
Okay. So the Manchester kids have to wear Gloucester maroon in the spring?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Rockport kids all year have to wear
them. Yeah. No Rockport.
They don't have anything. So are you getting a pretty decent influx of Rockport kids, or is it like only like two or three?
Cross country, yeah, just a couple, but track is actually a pretty good portion of the team. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, cool. Well, Lyle, where are you focusing for events this year for the Fishermen, and has that sort of changed from years past?
Yeah, so I always have just been a distance runner since my first season of cross country. I just kind of stuck with the longer distances. So track, I'm doing the mile, 2 mile, and occasional 1,000. Yeah. With the mile being my favorite. I do that the most.
Oh, nice. And in the mile, are you chasing a certain time right now? Are you chasing a moment? Like, I want to be this in the NECs. I want to be this in the divisional, right? Like, is there something that you're kind of eyeing to finish up the winter with?
Yeah. Yeah. I think definitely time wise, sub 450. I'm at 451 right now. So it's a little way to go, but still right there.
Yeah.
And then I want to say I'm fifth in the NEC right now, so sticking in the top five would be nice.
Yeah, that's like all-star in metal, right?
Yeah, it is.
Is it top six for the metal or top five, seven?
Top six, yeah.
Okay, top six, okay. Yeah, and then so all six will be all-stars. That's great. Have you been in that pack prior seasons, all-star?
No, this is really the first year I had a big jump forward improvement-wise during cross-country and only just got in there really this year, so it's exciting.
Yeah, where did you remember where you finished as a junior in the NECs? Last year on the mile winter?
Yeah. Maybe the tens or teens, somewhere in there. I'm not okay. Super sure, but...
And now, looking at others' times throughout the season this winter, you're in the fifth spot.
Yeah.
Lyle, that is incredible. It's like, that improvement is insane. So you're leaping... You know, have you leapt any competitors? Like, hey, you know, this guy was like seven last year. I was 13. Now I'm five. He's eight. Like, have you kind of hurdled?
Yeah, a little bit. And certainly just noticing like there is this like faster group, especially guys from Marblehead and Danvers who I'm up in there with and able to actually race with now. So it's.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're like, hey, there's some black and blue jerseys next to me. Like, when did this?
Exactly. Yeah, just seeing who's right there. It's
I'm in the pack now. I'm in the camp. So is 1-2 out of the question right now? Like time wise, is someone that's just insane? Like 4:20 or something?
Yeah, there are. It gets up in there.
Yeah. I remember. Geez, you know, I was the Gloucester Times sports editor, and like. Early 2000s, right? You weren't born yet. And kids like Tristan Colangelo, Josh Palazzola, Sean Anastasia Murphy, the Brank Leone kids. You must have heard the history.
Yeah, I've heard those names.
Yeah, there was a distance medley team that.
Yeah, first high school one to go sub-10, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know your history, man. Good job. Yeah. And that team, Tristan Colangelo, Josh Palazzola, Sean Milne, and Guy Otiano. So, you know, you have to have like such... Everything has to fall together in that distance, right? You have to have someone who's a tremendous miler, someone who I think is, I forgot what the other ones were, but the one's a sprint, like a 200, then there's an 800, and it just, you know, the stars have to align. But what do you attribute your leap this year in the mile, your favorite event? Is it experience? Is it better training? Is it, what is it?
Probably a little bit of both. This is the first summer where I more consistently ran in between the outdoor and cross country seasons. So that definitely helped. And then, I definitely put in some more effort during cross country, which probably built up some of that endurance because I've been focused a little more on building speed this season.
Yeah. When you're in the cross country season, do you have an eye towards the winter, like in terms of training, like, hey, I'm doing this because this is going to help me in winter? Or is it just like, hey, you know what? I'm laser focused on the 3.1 right now in cross country and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, at least I don't know about like other people really, but I know I do just because it's not cross country isn't my favorite thing. I don't really like the 5K. It's Yeah.
What? So you do the mile, 2 mile. And then what was the other one?
The 1,000.
1,000. Okay. Yeah. So the cross country would be 3.1 miles. So, you know, which that extra mile is not your favorite. No. Well, you know, it's amazing. Like some runners shine within the mile. They shine within the 2 mile and then they meet that last mile hurdle. And like, oh, yeah, that's not really my thing. Whereas some, like you might beat a dude who in the 2 mile, but he beat you in the 3 mile. Like that is, there's that dynamic, right?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How about the other event? So 2 mile, is there something you're chasing there?
Not really in particular. I mean, I'm kind of on the edge of sub 10:30 right now, which would be, that'd be nice, but still, I don't know. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't feel as strongly about that.
Do you compete in those the same meets? Mile and 2 mile sometimes?
No, not usually.
Okay.
I know like on the smaller teams, like in Manchester, all the distance guys do mile and 2 mile every single meet, trying to get all the points they can. But like with more depth on the Gloucester team, I don't have to.
That must feel pretty good to like win a 2 mile and a mile in the same day.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, beat you in that, beat you in this. Crazy. And then the 1,000, walk me through that. What are the big milestones you're chasing there?
I don't know. I got sub 3 last indoor season. And then this year I have 2:51, mm-hmm. I want to say, which is actually I'm fastest on the team right now in that, which was a surprise because usually I don't do as well, moving down in the distance toward the mid distance range.
Yeah. And the NECs, will you be doing more than the mile?
Probably. Usually it's just the mile and a relay. So he might make a 4x4, a 4x800.
Gotcha.
But yeah, depends. Yeah.
How's the team dynamic? Is Gloucester healthy enough to actually compete in meets, like team wise, and win meets?
Yeah. For sure. I think this year we're on track to win the Lynch division.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, of course there are like Marblehead, Beverly, we don't have as much of a shot.
They're in the upper division.
There's just so much depth on those teams.
Peabody, right? Like it's just too many kids. But that's great. And then when I said, is Gloucester healthy enough? I actually was like talking about like participation. Like, is there enough?
Oh yeah.
The bodies. And apparently there is. I mean, if you're chasing that Lynch division title, that's great.
I think our numbers are pretty consistent. And then this year, in years past, the distance team hasn't been super, super strong, but this year we actually have like a good 10 or 15 probably. So it's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is good. And are you a captain on the team or?
Yeah, I am.
And who joined you in the captain label?
Let's see. Indoor, we've got me. Then on the boys' side, it's Leo Cosentino, Jefferson Docarmo, and Seamus Linehan, who actually just, one of our teammates just quit. So he slid into the captain position.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So what does that entail being a captain? You know, there's obviously you want to get everyone riled up and ready to go and compete, like let's go and encouragement and all that. But there's off track stuff, too, right? In between meets, in between practices.
Yeah, certainly. And then in particular, just like the day to day, since we don't have as many coaches as some other teams, the different groups, like each of the groups, the captains will be responsible for running workouts and all that.
Yeah, nice.
And this year we've been doing better than in years past, actually organizing team dinners and stuff for the entire team, which is quite a feat since we have 60 plus runners.
Oh, wow. So like, is that like up to 60 kids in one person's house?
Yeah.
All right. So you gotta obviously go to the big house where whoever has the big house.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking of my house. Nope. Don't think 60 would do well here.
Yeah. Me neither.
Got a good yard, but it is the winter, you know? So, and what is that? It must be spaghetti carb loading, right?
Yeah. Just lots of pasta.
Lots of pasta. Yeah. It's the easiest thing to do and anyone can make it. I got you. Unless there's someone like Italian on the team, it takes a lot of pride in the sauce. Is there someone like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it is Gloucester.
Yeah.
You do have
on the grand scale, though, it is some compromises can be made.
It's just anybody. Yeah. Don't have to be Italian. Yeah. Just make it. Put the cans in and.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I'm Italian 100% and I do that. All right. I don't cut tomatoes and grill on, you know, I just
boil it down all day. Yeah.
Nope. I just throw the can in the, you know, but, well, that's fun. I mean, now Lyle, would you say, again, we're here with Lyle Cunningham, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Would you say that the mile indoor is like your signature event? Is like out of all three seasons, like this is the one where I shine in the most, or would you put like a spring event ahead of it?
I think I would put the indoor mile first just because I prefer it. Just on the 200 meter track as opposed to 400 outdoor, it feels much more precise because I'm getting splits every single lap and sometimes twice a lap if coach is at the opposite corner. So it's really like I can know exactly where I stand time wise, what I'm on track for, and just within half a lap if I need to be going slower, faster, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the indoor mile 8 laps and the outdoors 4?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. So you have those checkpoints. You have
4
more checkpoints than you normally would. You know, because you just, here I am, I'm halfway. Okay, now I'm at 100, now I'm at 2. Yeah, so you get to kind of gauge where things are. And so mentally, you know where you want to be for all those splits, right?
Yeah. Yeah, time it all out beforehand so then I can just
see
the numbers.
Just sometimes, does your mind let go sometimes and like, I don't want to know where I am, I'm just going to run it?
A little bit. It is. I try to just not think and just go, but it's difficult.
It's almost like if you as a runner could put it into percentages in terms of how much of an impact does this have, my splits, my opponents, how much do they impact my performance, myself. Like if you could put those three, you know, you like to say 30, 30, 30, but sometimes an opponent might make you,
you know,
faster, slower, or whatever.
Yeah, it certainly depends. Probably self is got to be up there because it is
just mental mind games.
So much of it is individual, not racing against the same people consistently. It is just you are the only constant. So it's a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, what does Lyle Cunningham like to do outside of track, like classroom, academics? Is there something, some area you're leaning towards maybe in the future?
Ooh, I'm not particularly sure. I really enjoy my biology courses. That's something I'm considering studying in the future. And then also languages, both English, and I'm taking Italian right now, too. So it's...
They have Italian courses in Gloucester, do they?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Good language to pick up in the city of Gloucester.
Yeah, it is.
How many years have you done that now, Italian?
All 4, yeah.
This is your 4th year doing it?
Yeah.
Give me a track-related Italian statement. Like, I'm training, I'm running. Just say something simple, like I'm running tomorrow.
Future tense, though, that's difficult.
Subjective. I hate that. Yeah. How about present tense? I am running now?
Yeah, corro ora.
Okay, that's Italian. I'm running now.
I'm running now.
I'm running. Okay. Yeah, future tense, I threw a curveball at you. I remember when I took French all 4 years, what got me was the subjunctif. Oh, man, I could not figure out the subjective.
Yeah.
Part of the language, you know. I checked out mentally at that point. Don't do that. You're a great student athlete. Don't take that advice and check out. So Italian, and then like a major in college, is this something? Not at the moment, kind of like,
not at the moment.
You'll see. Yeah, kind of play it out, see what happens. Freshman, sophomore year. Yeah. Is college in the plans?
Yeah, I just got into Dartmouth, actually, so I'll be going in the fall. It was through the binding early application.
I guess it is in the plans. He's going to an Ivy League school. That's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Man, what? I mean, you must be getting some good grades here and there, I would imagine, getting into that school.
Sorry?
You getting some good grades, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. I put some work in.
You're like, no, I'm like mostly C's and D's. Dartmouth didn't care about that. They thought I was a cool kid. They liked my video interview. So what did that involve, getting into an Ivy League school early, man? What did it involve?
Just like, a lot.
It must have been like, they must have like, you must have got frisked. Like, who is this kid? What kind of clothes does he wear? You know, like, what did they do? Like, is it video interview, essays?
I didn't actually do I did an in-person interview. They have like a really strong alumni network. So they actually just have in every region people who actually go out and do the interviews. So I interviewed with this guy in Beverly, just a lot of writing, so much writing. I set aside some time every week to just get all the essays done. It was a lot. So
it wasn't just one essay. It was a bunch of questions.
I know, multiple. Three, I think. Yeah.
They had deadlines around it, whatever. Exactly. Yeah. What did that interview go? Was that like a coffee shop or something?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, so just one-on-one.
Yeah, around North Beverly.
Just one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that like a conversation, or was it more formalized? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, you know, like
it was more conversational. Yeah. But the first question he asked me was just, who is Lyle Cunningham?
Oh man.
And that was something.
That's brutal. That's brutal. Sometimes you like ace though. Sometimes you're like, I'm a hard worker. They want to know something about what drives you, what really motivates you, you know?
Yes.
So was that the one that stumped you the most in a sense, or kind of?
I would say so.
Yeah. Inside, you're probably killing yourself. Like, that was awful. That was a bad answer.
Yeah, it's just.
And you probably weren't. You probably were great. No, I know you were great because you got in.
I mean, yeah, it must have gone all right.
Was that like the final thing? Was that like, did you have to like advance to that point where you get the interview, or is that part of the whole thing?
I think it's just part of the whole process.
Okay.
Just after I submitted the application, they just told me in interview time.
The green, man. The green, yeah. What they called. The green. You gonna plan on running there?
I don't know. I'm not D1 fast, but I'll definitely try to stick.
You
with
might
it.
Be though in a year,
club
right?
Or whatever. Yeah, you never
might
know.
Might be in a year. Yeah. Dartmouth has really like, you know, emotional connections to the North Shore running community. You remember her name, Gabe Passione? He was around. He was before you were maybe 1 or 2 years old. So, but he's a Hamilton Wyndham standout runner, you know, who, we lost him tragically in like a car accident. He was, you know, he was going to go to Dartmouth, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's like a big sort of connection there with like the North Shore running and, you know, the green, and, he was a super standout kid, for athletes. And, but that's so cool, man. Ivy League, that is something else. And an Ivy League, and you don't know what you want to do. So you have like so many options.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you like skiing? There'll be plenty of skiing up there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I love it. Both downhill and cross country too. It's
So you'll be crushing. You'll be crushing it up there for sure.
Yeah.
Where I should know this because I actually moved to New Hampshire a few years ago. I'm in Manchester. So I'm Southern, but Dartmouth is up north.
Yeah. Hanover,
New Hampshire. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe like an hour from where I am. Is it like 2 hours from Gloucester, 2.5?
Yeah, probably 2.5. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, you can driving distance. If you got a car, you have a car up there, do you think? Or
not for the first couple of years, I don't think.
Okay. Someone's going to drive your butt down to Gloucester if you want to come home.
Yeah.
Finally, Lyle, I should ask you, you know, family members, do you have any close family members that are also runners or athletes?
On my mom's side, it's just everyone, all my aunts, all her cousins.
Runners?
All runners. Yeah. Right.
Are they Gloucester based for the most part or spread out?
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly Gloucester, and then just not further than Boston, really.
But. Yeah. Yeah. Any connections to like the glory days of Gloucester cross country where they won 6 straight state titles? You have connections there, friend, family?
Yeah, both my aunts ran track, and one of them did distance and the other was a sprinter and a thrower. But both in that early 2000s kind of.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The streak for Gloucester boys was 94 to 99.
Yeah.
And they won 6 straight. And then 2000, I was actually the sports editor of the Gloucester Times, like I said, and I'm sitting there watching trying to go for 7 straight, but the prep, St. John's prep was very strong. Josh Palazzola, here he comes, finished first. Oh, that's a good sign. Second place, I forgot who that was, but then Sean Anastasia Murphy, that's third. So Gloucester, 1 and 3. I go, oh my God, this is great. 7 in a row. And then here come the blue jerseys for the prep, right? 4th, 6th, 8th, 9th. And that's where you win those races. And the next Gloucester kid might have been like 15th or something, you know? Mm-hmm. That must be, you guys do you guys have tactical meetings before meets, like pack-wise, what you're going to do? Or is it just roll?
Yeah, a little bit here and there, but it is on some level just a free-for-all because there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Like, basing what you're going to do on other people doing what you think they're going
to
do.
Yeah. The bottom line, it comes down to move your legs as fast as you can and get across that line.
Run fast, turn left.
I mean, is there a lot of in-meet talking, like, get them, move up or whatever. I'm cutting this guy off like you do.
Yeah, definitely. There's always just coming from all directions.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pick this guy off. I think if you, whatever. And you really can't get coaching when you're out there, right? Because you're in the woods for the most part. Like, you're kind of alone. There's no, like, coach next to you. Like, let's go, Lyle. You got to pick it up.
Yeah, we'll go by them once or twice, and they'll have a little something to say. But other than that, it's just,
Gotcha. Lastly, what's the summer look like for Lyle Cunningham? You have a job?
Yeah. Last summer, I interned in a lab at Dana-Farber in Boston, and so I'm hoping to return there just because it was a really positive experience and I found it really interesting.
What'd you do?
Just kind of general intern stuff, washing things.
Oh, okay. Bring
this upstairs, bring this downstairs.
Yeah. Sit in meetings but don't speak.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's Dana-Farber. Like, you were rubbing shoulders with the world's top cancer research team.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, testing cancer medicines and stuff like that. Like, you were in that room.
Yep. Yeah. And just in the labs mixing.
Do you want to get into the medical profession or, you know?
I don't know. I'm just still not sure. Like, that helped me see that that's definitely something I could do in the future, but I really just want to get into that kind of liberal arts mindset and just see what's out there.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if we could figure out some kind of cure and have Lyle Cunningham intern be the reason for it? Like, you accidentally mix something together. Like, he did it. He figured it out. That would be a story. All right, man. You've been an awesome interview. Lots of fun. Like I said, I got mad respect for you track kids, you know, who get out there and every single moment you're measured by a time that can be cruel. And to do that takes a lot of mental bandwidth. And you certainly have it. And congratulations on KPN Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. You're now in the running for the Student Athlete of the Year at the very end. There'll be 6 winners of that. So good luck with that.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck the rest of the winter season. We'll be watching you, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Bye now.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Balls in the Books, Gloucester's Own, Trackster, great interview. Love having those track athletes on. I love track because you're always measured by yourself. You know, if you don't finish in the time or the distance or the height that you had in the last race, that means you're regressing, you know? Like in basketball, you score 20 points and you only have 19 the next one. That's not really a regression, right? But the track numbers are brutal. They tell you exactly how you're doing, if you've been training enough. Of course, things come up like injuries, conditions, weather, not for the indoor track, of course, but outdoor for sure. That always plays in. But these track athletes are superb. They are disciplined and they know what they need to do and they just do it. It's their choice, you know, football, basketball, you know, you can kind of get away with not training your best or, you know, because you're four other teammates or you're 10 other teammates on the field, on the court, they can pick you up, right? You can't do that in track. So I love those track athletes. They really got to step up and perform for their team, or if they don't, they don't. But the Cape Ann Savings Bank program, full swing. We are, you know, pretty much midway through the year. When we're midway through the winter season, that's pretty much the midway point of the entire program. So we have had, let's count them up, 5 to 16. That would be in the fall. We named 12 athletes. And in the spring so far, I mean, the winter, of course, we've had 6. So we're halfway through the winter, exactly. Like we usually try to get 12, 12, 12. And we're moving through. We had Manchester Essex on in Rockport the week before. So we're going to go back to Rockport next week. And then keep the cycle going. So it's a heck of a program. Cape Ann Savings Bank, Student Athlete of the Week. That bank just does so much for the community. You know, not just this athlete program, but I remember hearing a lot about things that they do in the community. Jen Orlando, you know, I mean, they don't only provide mortgages and bank accounts. You know, they are out there celebrating the community in which they live. They all live in the community too, you know, most of the executives, in fact. So it's fun to see that. I love the bank people. They're so good to us. Partnership here at the Sports Desk, keeping us going, you know, keeping me talking about North Shore sports. I joined the program in August 2013. We're FM radio until 2022 and got out of that, went into the podcast world. And here we are in MSO News Sports. So a lot of fun. After the break, we'll just poke around the North Shore, see what's hot, see what's going on. And then after that, we'll take another break and then we'll head into MIAA latest postseason rankings, see where teams are stacking up. Stay with us.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, we're back at it. North Shore Sports Desk, going around the horn, seeing what's good in the North Shore sports scene. Oh, that's a cool story. Salem News. Evelyn Evie Aquendo, she was a legend, I believe, part of that 1986 Salem State college national championship for basketball. That was amazing. What a run. So she has the reason why she's in the news, first female in the school to have in the history to have her number retired. Salem State Women's Basketball Championship 1986. I am double checking that, but I bleed the Vikings orange and white because I went there. But yeah, they looks like they she was a three-time All-American guard, New England Player of the Year, and they beat Bishop College of Dallas in 1986 to win the NCAA Division III title. It was March 15th, 40 years ago now. Maybe that's why they did it. 29-1 they finished, and that was an 89-85 game. Imagine how intense that was. Congrats to those Lady Vikings. I don't know if any other team has won a national championship. My baseball team in 99, we weren't even close. We didn't make the NCAAs. That's up for debate. We should have made it. We were 27-9. We beat Bridgewater State twice, and they made it. Twice! All right, glory day. Shut up, Dom. But it's true. But congrats to Evia Kendo. We got to get her on the show, man. That is a legendary team. It's 40 years ago. Wow. We will find her. We will find her and get her on. Wow, that's amazing. Wikipedia, Salem State won it. Wait a minute. Was that final at Salem? I think it was, according to Wikipedia. Wow. How did they pull that off? Was that like a random coincidence, or did they earn it because they won a few games and they got the right to host it? I don't know, man, but here's their road. First round, they beat Bridgewater, rival in the MASCAC, not by a lot. So that was a tough game. 58-47. They went to the regional finals. They beat Emmanuel of Massachusetts, 77-60. I think they're a Boston team, right? National finals, they get in there. They beat Albany by 11. They beat Rust by 8 and Bishop in the final by 4. All tournament team. Evie Aquendo and Beth Kapnis. So Evie, I guess, was she a Salem athlete? You know, that's a good Evelyn Aquendo. You know what? We'll ask the AI overviews. Where was Evelyn Aquendo from? Evelyn Aquendo. Yeah, what a great story, though, huh? What a legend. Where I think she was from actual Salem itself, if they retired or not. I don't know if Salem State retired it or Salem High. I think it's Salem State. Salem High. Salem native? Well, she looks like she's still in the Salem school system. First athlete in Salem history. Look at her. I gotta get her on. I gotta get her on. That is a hell of an interview. I have to. I just have to. So amazing. So, yeah, they won a state title with her at Salem High. So what a career. I mean, she was, you know, featured in the Boston Globe. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll find her. I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited about getting her on the show. I am. We're going to end it there. That's a segment. You know, Tim Shea, I think, is the coach of that team. There's a nice picture of her with her family here on the Salem K-12 website because they picked up the Boston Globe story. Number 24. Evelyn Aquendo, probably the GOAT of female athletes, right, on the North Shore? For basketball, anyway, of course. I don't know. You got Megan Duggan in hockey, right, from Danvers. Softball's questionable. Not sure who gets that throne. Track and cross country, you got to go to Shalane Flanagan for that. And then there's the UMass runner who's a marathoner out of Peabody. Her name escapes me at the moment. But, man, what a story. All right. So let's take a break, and on the other side, we will go to the MIAA postseason rankings. power rankings, see where some teams are stacking up.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
All right, power rankings it is. We're going to head over to Division II for boys basketball and start there. Your St. Mary's team is 12-1, and Newburyport 11-0 at the time of the rankings. The latest rankings were Tuesday of this week, and they're the 10 seed in Division II. You got to love it. Division III, our boys from Salem, speaking of Salem and great stuff coming out of that basketball circles, Tommy Doyle's crew is 10-1. And the number two seed Classical, 9-2. Wouldn't it be great to see a Salem Classical semifinal? I mean, right now it would be a quarterfinal, but who knows? Swampscott's having a great season. They're 10-2 and the eighth seed at the moment. So we're just talking about top 10 here. So let's go to Division IV for boys basketball and see what's happening North Shore-wise over there. Linville Tech and Georgetown are battling it out, 5-6 respectively at the moment. Great records, winning records. Division V, you got Kipp Academy surging all the way up to number 2 at 7-4. Let's go over to the ladies for, we'll go to Division II because that's really where the noise is happening. St. Mary's 12-1, 7th seed at the moment. Division III, girls basketball, Fenwick, your number 1 seed. Look at that, the Peabody ladies. So Fenwick, 9-2. Number one, Pawtucket, 11-3. Coach McNamara won his, 400 the other day? Unbelievable. North Reading, 11-2 at 9. Division four, we're going to have to start with Amesbury, 12 seed at 11-3. Hamilton Wynnum is 13 seed at 7-6. Manchester Essex, 4-7. The 16 seed. So Division five, finally, for girls basketball, nothing going on there, really, for North Shore. Boys hockey, where did our Prepsters end up? 4-7-3-2. St. Mary's 9-6-6-1. That's higher than they've been recent years. St. Mary's usually drops in like the 17-20 range, if I can recall correctly. Division two, your top seed from the North Shore is going to be Gloucester. And Gloucester 7-4-1 in the 17 seed, just one slot ahead of Beverly at 6-4-2. We are going into Division three for hockey now. You'd have to go to North Shore. Essex at 8-4-1. Linfield, 6-4-3. And they are the 11-14 seeds, respectively. And Danvers gets in the top 20 at 6-6-1 at numero 18. How about Division four? Any players for boys hockey in that one? Winthrop, your defending state champs. 7-5-0. Watch them in the tournament, regardless of how many losses they have. They're going to be tough. It's their crown until someone takes it. North Reading at number 10, 7-4-0. We'll mention Pawtucket, too. There's 5-8-1, and they are below. They are the 17th seed. Okay. So let's move on to the girls to finish up. Girls Division I hockey, St. Mary's, 11-0-1, the number 2 seed at the moment. Looking really good. Division two, who's worth mentioning in that one? Anyone? Yeah, Gloucester. Gloucester's 4-10-0, so losing record, but they still are 26 and in the tournament And behind them are two North Shore teams, Masco at 4-7-0 and Marblehead 3-8-1, 27-28. So be nice if those three can make it. All right, let's wrap it up. We are a show. We had a show. We have a January. January is in the books. Can you believe it? Put it behind us. We're moving on to February. 11 months left in the year. That's all there is to it. Get the Christmas decorations out now. The year is ending very shortly. I'm actually serious about that. Maybe not the Christmas decorations, but it will come fast. Can't wait. To get through the rest of the school year, have a summer break, and then boom, back at it with football talk. So, all right, we're out of here. North Shore Sports Desk, thanks to KPN Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, our longstanding sponsor and friends. We appreciate you bringing out the student athletes through our platform. Have a good one, everybody.